Hello everyone, this is Chris Ogle, Link for Growth, amongst other things. I'm just going to give you a quick rundown on what's been happening just recently. Today is Friday the 13th of April. And we've just had Easter, that was last weekend, and it was the end of a 95-day sensible eating program for myself, and I actually started back on the booze on the Friday evening. And there is a video of that somewhere, which I need to put up. But by Monday, I was dead, basically, not through drinking, but through the tail end of March, all the way through to the beginning of April. I've been incredibly busy, so I think the old body was saying take a little bit of a break. So I didn't get much of the book written over the weekend, although by the close of play I was somewhere around 113 pages, something like that, so it wasn't too bad. And then back into the melee on Tuesday over at Darren and Paula's with a Link for Growth planning session, which went really, really well. Huge, massive vision for Link for Growth, right, taking us up to 2020, of course, which is where we liberate the country. More on that in the book, of course, which is coming out soon, and you can catch a copy of that when I finished it. So, it was a great day, and got back after an early start about 10 o'clock at night. So then on Wednesday, coffee in Harrow with Deepa Kotak, who's district leader over there. Fantastic. She got 5 1-to-1 set up for me there with 15 minutes with each person, which was fantastic. Had a real chance to give some tips and things to people who are just kind of starting out, and that was really good, and the people seem to enjoy it. So I had one-to-ones with Enrico Bianchi, Faza Sengel, Gowan Clues, and Ella Patel, which was she does jewellery, fantastic, and Mittal Shah, who is a masseuse, and amongst other things, and that was quite interesting. I'll come back to her a little bit later. And then on Thursday was coffee at Watford. That was with Clive Mulligan. Fantastic to catch up with Denise Matthews and Phil Strachan, who are looking at Link for Growth opportunities over in Aylesbury Way. Watch out for that one. Saw Andrew Berg and Spike Brown. Haven't seen either of those two for a little while, so a little bit of a name check for them. And Sue Golding, who I need to see a little bit further. She's an excellent mentor for people in their careers and stuff, and there's some work that we could possibly do together there. So I will be seeing Sue again shortly. And met two new people, Juliet Sibson from Watford. She's coaching tools for business, and Sheena Roberts, who is a makeup specialist. So it was good to meet you two ladies. And then today, of course, preparing for the conference on the 21st of April with the district leaders, and also a big vision presentation that we're working on as well. But I want to finish off talking about Mittal Shah. Now, here's an interesting one. I've never had a massage, not any type of massage, and I'm not scared of them, but I was trying to get to the bottom of how you would sell it to someone like me. How would you sell a massage to someone who's never had one? What's the benefit? What's the pain that you're solving? I gave Mittal a few suggestions, and one of the options we've got here is for me to have a sample so I can actually tell people what having a massage is like for someone who's never had one. So I'm going to keep that up, and I'm going to continue this discussion and debate until I've actually had the massage and I can share the experience with you. So that's it. That's a run-up for the week. Next week's looking equally busy. So that's me, Chris Ogle, Link for Growth, over and out for this week. And I will hopefully catch you all next week. And don't forget to go on the forums, by the way, 2020bclive.net. Thank you.